Hi, how's it going?
Hello, is this Robert?
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, this is Ronnie calling from Norwegian Broadcasting.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. And you?
Yeah, good, good. I've had to get started right away on my pirate ship. Seems that a lot of people are demanding photos straight away, but they'll have to understand that it's a long kind of project. It's not going to... You know, it's going to take a while to get started, and it'll definitely take a long time to get finished.
You weren't ready for it actually becoming 1 million people in the group.
Could never have imagined it ever be a million people. It started off with me and my friends, and a few people who would join and say, "Oh, this group's stupid." Incredibly, you know, it just snowballed when more and more people joined, and I started to think, "Wow, you know, it's about doing what you really want to do and following your dreams." And I think it's turned more into that. You should go for what you should, even no matter how silly your plan is. You know, if there's a million people who say you should do it, then you probably should.
Have you started on this project now, building the house into a pirate ship?
Yeah, I've basically hand drawn basic plans on how I could possibly go about it. I'm considering basically creating a framework on the outside of the house that would support the weight of the wood, because obviously I wouldn't want to damage the actual house in any way, because, you know, say something bad happens to me and the next guy who buys the house decides he doesn't want a pirate ship. I don't know why he wouldn't, but he'd probably want to take it down. And if I've screwed things into the house, that's probably really bad. So I think probably if I build it with trying to keep the actual foundations and the structure of the house intact, and using a framework around the outside that would support the wood and the masts and the sails, I think that's the way forward. So that's the way I'm thinking at the moment. The other step is making sure the council will allow me to build. I'll have to see if the neighbours are really kind of upset about it. I might have to consider moving as well. But you know, who wouldn't want to live next to a massive pirate ship house, eh?
I would love it.
Yeah, it'd be great, wouldn't it? I mean, as long as I didn't point my cannons, or I promised I wouldn't point my cannons in your direction, you'd be fine with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, living next to a pirate ship, of course. I would be maybe a bit jealous of the pirate ship, but it would be okay, I guess.
Oh, I'd invite you around and we'd have pirate parties and all kinds of things.
Sounds great. But so it's actually going to be a pirate ship with a little house inside.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah, I suppose on sunny days I'd spend most of my time on the deck, which would be like above the house, but that would be pretty cool as well. And I'd maybe have more rooms up there, so I think that'd be all right.
Well, I guess I have to call you back in a month or two and see how it's going or something.
Right, okay.
have a good night, Robert, and thank you so much for the interview.
No problem, mate. Cheers, bye-bye.